98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. You know, we get a chance to talk about a lot of different topics. This one's kind of heavy. I'm just going to be honest with you. But it's something we need to talk about because we might save a life or two or more just by discussing suicide and the need to get help for that. Connie Kerrigan is with me now, and she's the Director of Outreach at Parkview's Behavioral Health. And we want to talk about how you can identify it and how to get help. Connie, I know a tough subject, but thank you for your time. We see that suicide is on the rise in the country, and it's costing a lot of lives. How do you address it when someone says, what do I do to talk about it?
I think the first thing is just being open and honest and being able to ask the question.
Yes.
Oftentimes, we're afraid that if we ask someone if they're feeling suicidal, that will make them more suicidal. Mm. But that's actually not true. What we know is that by asking someone the question, it does not make them think about suicide.
Okay.
It actually opens up the door for them to talk. I think being open and listening is key.
Absolutely. I appreciate you saying that because I think that really is what everybody thinks. Oh, if they're depressed, don't talk about it. You know, don't bring it up because it might make it worse. Where you're saying that, do you think people want to talk about it because then it means you care? And that's a lot of the reason why people feel suicidal. They feel like nobody cares and nobody understands.
Correct. And I think oftentimes, because of mental health, we are afraid to talk about it. Because there's so much stigma associated with it. And that just means that people feel ashamed if they feel sad or depressed. And we know that it's nothing to be ashamed or feel sad about. And it's really one of those things that the more we talk about it, the better we all get. Mm. So the more that we can have open conversations about mental health, anxiety, addictions, depression, all of those things, the better we all become as individuals and as a community.
That's so good. What are some of the things, Connie, that would cause some of these feelings? Can you point some of those out to be looking for?
Oftentimes there could be situations that someone may have some difficult situations in their lives, like a separation or a divorce, a loss of a job. It could be a variety of things, health problems. Any of those things can often, if that's, it might be something that makes people feel a little more suicidal. Depression in itself can lead to that. And we know that depression is a biological change in the brain. But that can also sometimes lead to making people feel that they may feel that they don't have value or they just want the pain to end.
Yes.
But it could be a variety of things. So for each person, it might be different. And unfortunately, that's why it's so important to have those open conversations. So if you know someone who is maybe facing getting in trouble for something or is recently been arrested or there's some other things, maybe they were publicly shamed in some way. Sometimes people make bad decisions and those decisions then end up, you know, being publicly displayed for others, and that makes it difficult for them to feel good about themselves. And those individuals oftentimes may feel a little more out of control.
Well, Connie, you've given us such great insight on this, and I know getting proper medication and counseling can reduce that risk. Getting help is so key, and it's important, and there's no reason why you should feel bad about getting help. That's a good thing to do. So I'm going to connect you to Connie and to Parkview Behavioral Health on my Conversations link. If you want to know more, I want you to know we care about you. We have a prayer link on our website you can use. We'll pray for you, but your life is valuable and you are important. You can find out more at star883.com.